Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 491.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Jake Jansen is in the building.
He's a fun guy. New Balance basketball. Is that some form of campaign that they're doing?
So the fun guy thing is Kawhi Leonard, a basketball player. He's signed by New Balance, but he's actually like a really sort of boring guy. Like the way he speaks is quite boring. But when he got traded to the Raptors, he had like a press conference and they're like, oh, is there anything you want to tell us about? And he was like, oh, I'm a fun guy. It was just
was he being funny?
It's hard to tell. He's one of those guys.
But New Balance picked it up and turned it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be honest, I actually don't know if this is like a legit New Balance because he had
It's not.
This isn't. Like this is just like an internet thing. I just thought it was hilarious.
But, where'd you get it from?
The internet.
Etsy or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Can you look at, see if we can get a fun guy t-shirt, Mr. 97? Yeah. New Balance. See if they actually released it and how much it was. How much did you pay?
Oh, like $20.
Yeah, nice.
I mean,
nice.
I bought a t-shirt that was a photo of Louis Theroux, the documentarian, and it said Bay. That's like a love heart. There is something fun about that's the novelty sort of t-shirts.
Yeah.
Very cute. So if you're watching or listening, this is Josh Jansen's brother.
Mm-hmm. Middle brother. I'm the youngest.
Yeah. I'm the middle.
Mm-hmm. This is completing the full brother circle.
Oh, yeah, we had James on. That would have been
early days.
Yeah, pre-100.
Can't believe James got on before me, though.
Yeah, no.
Well, like, no, we had to get him on because he doesn't live in this country.
This is true. This is true.
You've been around. We've asked you to come on, but your management has finally said it's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to Mum anymore.
Clearance. Something I had a realization when I was looking at our tickets for our live show, which is sold out, so you can't get any more. Sorry about that. Your mum got one. So your mum's coming, you're coming. But what I noticed was your mum has a domain, thejansons.com.au.
Yeah.
And then I thought, hang on, fuck me. Josh, Jake, James, you're the Australian Kardashians.
Because Kim, we're all J.
Kylie, Kendall. There's more.
Courtney.
Good.
Yeah.
You're the Australian Kardashians, but the Bogan
version. And we do have domain. 97, do you reckon?
I wonder if the emails went. I'm just thinking, did the email go through?
Yeah, so we've been doing a big server migration. And what happened was all of my hobby sort of email, like websites that I have or friends, I'll get them onto my server so they don't have to pay anything and I pay it. Mm. And Mr. 97. The other day asked, can I just update the server? It was just like, as in press the button. Yeah, okay. He presses the button, the whole server goes down.
Yeah, right.
Not just goes down, but when we contact the web host there and 97 said, hey, we're having some issues. They're like, hey, here's some recovery software. Basically, good luck.
Yeah.
And good luck.
And 97, you weren't really equipped to be able to use the recovery software.
No, so baby had a few late nights. He was up at 12, 2, 4.
Well, that wasn't even then because what happened was the websites just went down. And so then we had a crisis meeting where we're like, hey, the big media company, Full Stack Films, all these websites are down. Now we could either fix it on our current server, our current solution, or we can move baby 97 from the responsibility of managing the whole server thing, keeping it updated. We pay a bunch more and we go for a web host that's in Narre Warren. They're in Narre Warren.
It is actually in Narre?
Yeah. I think
you looked them up.
I think I saw it on LinkedIn.
I think they are.
And so anyway, because they look very familiar. They all those guys look like I went to school with them. But anyway.
Polo tops and muscles.
Yeah, absolutely.
That work in IT.
And so anyway. What ended up happening, not only did our websites go down through the transition, there was a few things that happened and big media companies' emails stopped working. And then Bree's dad, who has set up a basic website for him, it just so happened that he tried to show a client his website. Oof. And not only did it not show anything, it had just showed this like Josh Jansen page. And so it was not a good look.
So hang on, have we migrated all these people onto our server?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, yeah.
And so what's the kickback? What are we charging them?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I was covering it personally before then. So.
And so
we're just catching up.
So is the Jansens on that too?
So the Jansens would just, it's just a very basic direct, like a, it's holding some name server or DNS records, very low-level MX record stuff.
Mm. Has Jake got
I feel Jake? Like I do have Jake at the Jansons, but I don't think I've ever used it.
I think I set up, yeah, I think I set everyone
up. It's a powerful email.
Yeah. Because I've got an NG suite, Josh.
Entity, like an enterprise.
Yeah, you're the Kardashians. You're worth a bit of cash.
Well, yeah, there was a, because there's Janssen's Pharmaceutical or something, and so we couldn't get Janssen. So we went with thejansons.com.au.
Not bad, not That's bad. Okay. So, I mean, being middle brother in the equation with a brother like Josh, I think you guys are all slightly different. James is, you know, the he's maybe the not traditional. Slightly. James is very different. James I think it actually merges different. Down. Like you guys are closer to looking and mm-hmm. being of you know a similar nature. Yeah. But then it's like my older brother. He looks different to us. Mm-hmm. It's always like, what was mum doing?
Yeah.
I mean.
Definitely. Yeah. James definitely has different vibes.
Yeah.
What's it like? What was it like growing up with Josh?
It was different.
It's all you knew.
Yeah, well, before you exactly. came. It was different. No, he's a pain before in the arse. Yeah, like he obviously very endearing to a degree, but just was absolutely.
I haven't heard. We've never spoken about what I was actually.
Yeah,
like.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's do this right now. Okay. Yeah. He was a snitch. I'll tell you, he was a real snitch.
He's still a rat. If he sees something going down, first with his phone and calling the 50.
He would do just any opportunity to just snitch. And obviously, yeah, like we punched on all the time. And that's just what we did.
What was your favorite snitch looking back that I ever did?
Okay. So there's a couple. There was one time.
That's not good.
Well, I was a rat bag as a kid. Like I was pretty sure.
I remember a really good snitch.
But do you want to you say
no,
your
no,
snitch?
No, 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 no. You do
I
your
want
snitch.
To hear your one.
Okay. So
you've got a couple. So.
Yeah, I've got a couple. But I'll go one. You mm-hmm. tell me yours. So this time, my parents had gone away for the weekend.
Josh would have been maybe 11, 12?
No, 12? So I was
13.
I was 16 or 17, which means he would have been 14 thereabouts. Okay, yeah. And I was just, you know, I think they were in the city, so they weren't far. They just left us sort of, you know, to do our own thing.
What were they doing in the city?
Like, I think there was at a fuck fest, big old fuck fest. They got
like the Novotel. Yeah. They always go there, right?
The old FF just, at the front.
Yeah.
The Novotel.
So every now and then they just do it. It's,
buffet breakfast.
Yeah. But so they just sort of left us to do our own thing. And I remember it was like a Friday night and I walk down the street to a party. I had some mates meet up with me and we went to a party. And there was other parties going on and we're like, oh, well, how are we going to get to the other parties? This is obviously before Uber and everything like that. And we're like, how are we going to get to the other parties? I'm like, well, I'll just drive. And obviously I didn't have my license or anything. I didn't have a car. So I stole Dad's car.
Which one?
Not the Ford. No, sorry. It was the blue Holden.
Yeah. So old 1962 Holden EK Ute. So like.
Wasn't the SS.
But this stands out way more than the SS.
But like you also realist. Did a burnout in it as well.
Yeah, I did. But that was another time.
Mm. That he snitched on too.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well, he filmed himself doing a burnout in Dad's Ute.
Yeah. But this time in particular. So we went to these parties, you know, and like. I was a dickhead. Like I was, you know, drink driving as a 16-year-old. Had a couple of mates in my car. If anything happened, we would have been stuffed.
So don't you think that that's fair, 97, that I was snitching on someone who's drinking and driving and stealing?
He didn't know I was drinking and driving. All that he knew, the only thing that he knew and he found out about was we drove to this party and like, we drove to a couple of parties, but we drove to this one in particular and came home. Anyway, the next Monday at school, one of Josh's.
He's only getting actually upset about this. Go
no,
on.
I just. One of Josh's. Someone in Josh's classes comes up to Josh. He's like, oh, your brother's got a really cool car. And he's
just,
like,
can I just say, there's something very annoying about what annoyed me more, I think, is the idea that Jake's flashing his car. It's like when you try and be too flashy and sort of. I like to cut that shit down and be like, do you know the reality? You know, Tommy doesn't own that car. You know, he's still paying
it
off.
I got a couple of years left to pay.
Anyway.
But when I own that, fuck, I'm going to get real flashy.
And so,
see
when,
that?
And so when, Jake's, when Jake's flexing, he's like, oh, I got the car.
I wasn't even flexing. I never said that like, it was my car.
Your brother's so cool.
Your brother's so cool. Yeah. He's got the coolest car.
Sometimes you just leave out details. If someone compliments you on something, you just say,
yeah.
Thanks.
But Josh was like, my brother doesn't have a car. And he's like, oh, this kid's like, yeah, he does. He rocked up to this party. And I can just imagine like seeing Josh's eyes just light up. Just, yeah, I've got him. I've got him. But yeah, that was, and he snitched. But
what was the punishment for that one?
I don't think my parents believed him. I don't think there was any real repercussions.
Yeah, I feel like Jake was like a big liar, big liar.
Were but he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how he's really turned the corner. He's so honest.
Yeah, I'm super honest these days, but up until
what,
I was probably,
what else? What other things did I dub on you about?
I remember you.
I think I broke up one of your relationships.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was talking. Yeah, it was when I was dating this one girl. And he told that girl that I was talking on the phone to another girl. Just made it his own business.
No, you weren't just talking. You were kissing the other girl. Yeah, and okay. So, yeah, anyway. So I said there was all this shit going on. I'm like, I can't have it anymore. And I said, you know.
Just took it upon himself.
Can I say their names or not?
Yeah.
I said, Christy, you know, he's been kissing Steph or whatever it was. I can't remember that. Emma.
Yeah.
And so anyway, yeah, I've done a bit of that.
I mean,
that sort
when
of
it
stuff.
Comes from.
Shout out to Christy and Emma.
You're in the circle. And someone's ratting from the inside of your circle, your family.
Mm-hmm. It's your brother.
It's fucked. That is. It's your brother. I just remember feeling like that when the people I love would rat on you.
You know? Dare you.
Would your brothers do something like that or no? No, because they're the older ones.
Maybe Mikey, my middle brother, he might rat on me. But no, we were all pretty good. We were all naughty. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't rat on each other.
Yeah, but I definitely had my own flaws. I ruined one of Jake's birth. This was the thing. Jake was always very hyperbolic, very sensitive. So anytime anything would happen, small thing could happen. Say it was his birthday, he would sort of position it as like, this is the only time that we ever look at me. Like this is my one day where the attention's not on Josh.
I mean, it kind of was. So that's what it was like. It was like, yeah, tension was always on Josh. So I was
and
like,
why
yeah,
was that?
Then, oh,
what
it's was Jake's birthday.
What was the attention? Because
you made the attention on yourself. You were a pain in the ass. You're making people's faces with a camera. Hey!
Paid off for us now, mate.
But yeah,
absolutely.
But Jake and the fat man, you were. I couldn't sing. I was the fat man. I was the singer. You were the guitarist.
Jake.
You had all the skills.
Correct, yeah.
So from an attention point of view, you had the.
You were the front man.
But but you had the cool hair. You had the. You were cool getting all the girls. I wasn't really getting girls. All of that sort of stuff.
And are you making excuses for why it was
so
okay to rat
on me?
No. So what I'm saying is that the attention that I managed to get came out of extreme adversity, like being a little fat kid.
Adverse.
Yeah. Okay. And so anyway.
In terms of Josh's weight, was he actually as fat as he talks about?
He was the fattest kid.
Yeah,
honestly, he was the fattest kid. Like he was a big boy. Like, and because me and Jane, especially stood out because me and Jane's very, very skinny when we were younger. Obviously, I'm not anymore. But when we were younger, we were very skinny. And then there was the fat kid. Mm-hmm. And obviously being a brother, you paid him out. Of course, I paid him out.
It's a savage existence, isn't it, within a house of three boys. Mr. 97's a part of three. I'm a part of three. You're a part of three.
Yeah. I remember like I'd eat biscuits from the cupboard. Like, you know, I'd go to the cupboard, eat all the Quattro biscuits, which were like, I think, they had like nuts in there, really good or whatever. And
don't act like you don't know what they are. I know what they are. They're fucking amazing.
But I remember Josh like busted me eating them or whatever. And I was just like smashing these biscuits. So I'm telling Mum, I'm like, and who's she going to believe? Is she going to believe me or is she going to believe the fat kid?
And who did she believe?
It was actually ice creams because Quattro's, I pretended for the lifetime of my existence I didn't like Quattro's. And so whenever Mum would say, do you want a Quattro? I'd be like, I don't like Quattro's because I knew saying no to one now gives me two later.
And it's ultimate. It's the correlation between that and a drug addict.
Yeah. It's the long
game. It's lying and breaking into homes.
Simon Sinek's infinite game right there. Yeah. I was playing the infinite, not the finite game.
Well, like we'd do the same thing whereas like, I'd put I'd eat something and put the wrapper in his bin and then I'd be like, no, we got to think ahead. So I put the wrapper in my own bin and then I'd say to Mum, why would I put the wrapper in my own bin?
She'd be like, Josh is putting wrappers in my bin where it's really him just fucking, he's made it even easier for him.
Bunch of manipulative little.
Yeah. No, but the where I ruined his birthday apparently was it was when I was old enough, I would have been like 15, old enough to walk home from school. And I got home first and there was a lemon cake on the kitchen bench. And it was before anyone got home. And so I made an incision where I cut directly down the middle and directly down the middle again. So it's like a slice like that, and then put the two half circles back together and put the icing over it. And the problem was yeah, but you're so weird because you knew, like, because mum got home and the cake went from being this like beautiful circle to this weird oval.
football.
And mum's like, that's disgusting. And, then Jake's like, oh, this happens every time. And I was like,
yeah. Mate, you're a little psychopath for doing that.
I thought, yeah, it was very inventive.
It is inventive.
It's so smart.
Yeah. I mean, but you get away with it, guys. It's not that smart. What's smart is getting away with it.
Yeah, it's like that level, you know, where like a drug addict will go to get their fix. That was just you trying to get your fix.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the positive things?
Some of the positive
things. We made some great videos together.
We did. Yeah, no, I had, like, it was definitely, you know, for the better part, it was very fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I did a lot more with Josh than I did with James. Like, me and James played video games together. We played sports together.
Mm-hmm. What's the age gap between you and James?
There's 2 years between each of us. So yeah. James, 2 years. Me, 2 years, Josh.
Yeah.
So 4 years from James.
Yeah. But
I think, like, the – what?
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, well, I thought, everyone's like, how does that make sense?
Two. Yeah, we're four.
And so anyway.
I'm the same, but exactly the same, but four.
Well, Jake and I did, like, I'd get him involved with all the, like, the early podcasting stuff. Like, we did the vlog, like the old video of.
The Jake and Josh show.
Jake and Josh show. That was fun.
That was fun.
Was Jake and Amir around then? Were you modelling it off that?
Yeah, do you remember that? College Humor?
I do.
But we're going to try and chat with him in LA.
Yeah, and cool.
Did you try and model it to the two of you?
I don't think we're really modeling it. Well, I wasn't.
I think it was just like, that was all that was on. Like, you were just watching whatever was online.
Yeah.
I did buy one of their Sylph t-shirts. Like, Sylph. there's a picture of a sandwich and it said Sylph.
Sandwich I'd like to.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. So I got that, which was great.
You wore that a lot.
Yeah. And I also
and your Google shirt.
Oh yeah.
What was it says, sometimes when I'm alone, I Google myself.
Yeah,
just very hoping anything comes up.
Yeah, I was very into the novelty t-shirts.
Yeah.
What were you into as a kid? Because I think Josh, you know, we pretty strongly had a strong.
Let's not talk about Josh for a sec. I get it, guys. That's been the narrative.
Yeah,
no, but I'm actually curious. Yeah, what were you into?
Because I took no notice of you for the most of my life.
Music, like a. Loved music, loved playing music and going to see gigs and stuff. I used to love BMXing. I go BMXing all the time.
Yeah.
I bought a new BMX about a year ago. Can't ride anymore, like do tricks or anything. You just lose that.
Oh, from not riding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else?
You self-taught guitar?
Yeah. I taught myself how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. I wonder, like, if I had have had lessons, if I had been any good.
Mm. Second, you're also very good at like Indonesian. Like different languages and shit.
Yeah.
Still?
I still know a little bit of Indonesian. I pick up, whenever I speak to somebody who speaks a second language, I'll always try to like learn some words. I just find it interesting. Yeah.
And but I feel like Jake was always told that he was, which was always annoying for me, but he was smart. He had he could do amazing in his exams. Mm. He didn't have to like do any tests. Like you just remember shit.
No.
Where I couldn't remember anything.
What episode were you at today?
491.
Just good one.
But there was also like Jake would do things like the teacher, he would pull his pants up and there was an older teacher who was like not a great communicator. And so Jake would pull his pants up. And so the legs of his pants up and the teacher would say, Jake, pull your pants down. And he'd pull his pants down.
From the top.
That's a good job. Pull them up.
He also,
yes, sir.
Yeah. You also got in trouble for the blacklist. You created a list of people that you're going to kill. And they thought they thought it was fucking.
Yeah. Because I made like it was like a hit list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even say.
Yeah.
There's no way this sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you think about it, it's like fucking post Columbine and all that sort of thing. And then you got this kid putting together a list.
Yeah, but it was just like people, it was like all my friends are on there. Just like, oh, yeah, you're not going to give me a, you're not going to give me one of your chips. That's all right. And
put you on the list. You'd carry your list around.
Yeah. Matt.
So was it a little bit like you, Tommy, where it's like you have a bunch of teachers that are against you and so then you lean into it and all these sort of things to antagonize?
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. Did you ever get suspended or
I had internal suspensions where I just had to go sit in the office and that sort of shit. Yeah.
And did you get that, Josh, or no? Oh, hang on. The relationship Josh had with his teachers, what were you thinking of that? Because from the outside right now, it's still weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird. There was definitely like a few teachers where I was like, oh, that's an uncomfortable, that's a weird look. But I mean,
well, what did that? Because I was always on the inside, like inside of that. So I didn't really see.
Used to hang out with the staff room.
Yeah, I think I did have access to the staff room.
Access to the staff room. Yeah, just everywhere.
I did not have a staff locker. But I did over the holiday period. I was there a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they realised that I wasn't I didn't have many friends in regards to like –
You're a floater.
Yeah.
Nobody really disliked him. He just didn't have like – really solid, tight friendship groups. Mm. So floated.
Do you have friends from high school? Primary school?
Yeah, yeah. There's probably five or six people I still see and speak to from primary school.
Mm. Mr. 97, do you have like the primary school buddies? Do you have ones from primary school?
Jason Andre.
They're both primary schools.
Both primary school, yeah, yeah.
Coconut Crew.
Yeah.
Mm. Prep?
Year four.
That's
year four
cute.
Is when I met Andre, and then year six I met Jace, and then year seven when we went to high school, Jace and I became better friends because Andre was at Kunang.
Oh yeah, it's cute. Yeah. I mean, origins of the Coconut Crew. It's beautiful, really.
Mr. 97 can't believe when I tell stories of like the punch-ons. Do you have any specific things around?
I remember when we lived at Huxley. Do you remember at Huxley? I think we fought a lot at Huxley.
Huxley was like we were renting it because we were going to move into it. We were moving into a new house and it was a two-story. I think I remember what you're going to say.
There was a couple of situations.
Was
one
it with
of
the
them,
bike?
One of them was with the bike. Okay. One of them was with the bike. We're having a bike race with some of the neighbor's kids. You know, we all had our bikes and I was killing the game. I was... Smash. Anyway, Josh.
Isn't it funny because we haven't spoken about this in
since
like 25 years.
No. Since it happened?
Yeah.
But 15.
I've been with Bree for 15 years.
Jesus.
Maybe 14 years. Well, so
with Bree, Josh. Yeah.
If I'm
Bree doesn't know.
It was 13th year celebration.
So, but if you think about it.
No, because I was about 14, 15 when we were there.
And I would have been
12.
12. So 12 and I'm 29 now, 17 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Glad we cleared that up. Time ago.
Yeah, 17 years is a long time since we've talked about it. So it's curious. Yeah. It's interesting that we have this prompt and we potentially might have this
answer. Okay, yeah. 17 years ago.
So Josh, I don't know, he was like in charge of like-
The finish line.
And so like he tied like a finish line, you know, like you see when people run through the finish line, you know,
What, with ribbon or rope?
Fucking rope. So I'm like tearing it up on my bike. I'm about to kill it. Like, you know, I go through and I get clotheslined by this rope, like it gets straight through the neck and I had rope burn like this. If I hadn't been going couple of k's faster, no head, would have been gone. Would have been headless, and you would have had a dead brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that was going to happen?
No, I just everything was positioned as this will be funny.
Yeah,
it's like the uncle that I handcuffed.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was a 5-year fucking thing.
So I got clotheslined and like my immediate thing was I think he was like nearby and he tried to ride away from it. He was on the bike as well. I get off like because I was already off my bike. I fell. And I saw him and obviously like he had like had a stupid smile on his face or whatever. I just ran up to his bike.
The one he's got right now.
Exactly like that one. Except he was backing away. And I just kicked the side of his bike so he fell off and just started laying into it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, so that
I
was
remember
one
another one at Huxley where you try, I don't know, I was, Matt was over because my friend Matt reminds me about this. He's like, remember that time that Josh tried to hit you with the golf club or whatever? Because he tried it. We were inside.
There's been a few golf club incidents.
Yeah, like we were inside. Yeah, the Marimba. Oh, that was... But he tries to hit me with the golf club and I like just timed it perfectly and I like grabbed the golf club as he was swinging it at me. And Matt remembers it, like just remembers it as Josh just screaming. So I grabbed the thing and like I just threw it down because I don't need a club. I got these, you know. Yeah. And he just goes, just runs away and I'm just like chasing after him.
Yeah, because Jake would like you would do the whole, this is the guy that had a hit list. And so he was saying, he was like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Well, I used to get in so much trouble from like Josh would just like antagonize me and antagonize me and poke me and poke me, do all these things. And then I'd beat the shit out of him and Mum would be like, Jake, you're a psycho. What about this little fucking shit?
Yeah.
But what about like,
I remember climbing up the stairs, like chasing you up the stairs at Huxley. Wearing rollerblades.
Who was wearing rollerblades?
I was wearing rollerblades and he's running away from me. I don't know what he did, but something. And I tried to kick him and he closed the door at the same time. So like my foot with the rollerblades went through the door. I was like,
yeah.
Of a rental flat.
Yeah. That sort of stuff happened a lot. My, my head went through a wall.
Who put it through?
James.
It was James. Shout out to Jim.
Who was more violent?
Yeah, what's it like? I'm curious to see.
I honestly believe like I could beat the shit out of both.
Yeah.
Like back in the day and probably now, if we're perfectly honest.
I mean, any thought, any
can
say
you,
to
can
that?
Can you two do a
arm wrestle?
I'd rather see the brothers.
Brother v. brother. My shoulder still hurting
out of the socket.
Yeah, I know. But haven't I always had shoulder issues? Do you remember like
what were you doing? How did you get just bad
just
shoulders?
Just like clicking, like it, I can it like crack, yeah. I can real noisy. And I saw some basketball at the Dandenong Basketball Stadium, saw some horrendous dislocations.
Yeah. There was that guy who played for James's team.
He dislocated like fucking three times.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No, not on my nose. I fell off my bike and landed on my face and broke my nose. Oh.
Yeah. What are some good memories? Because you know that Mum's going to listen. She's just going to be
the bad memories always.
You've slandered us. I'm fucking suing. She wouldn't say that, by the way.
The bad memories always stick, but is there any fun times?
Oh, absolutely. Like when Josh like first started making his movies and like we'd make like, I remember we made like little parody episodes of like Home and Away and stuff.
That the panel.
Yeah, the panel, that was fun. There's got to be
Steve
more.
Steve Irwin, all Aussie Adventures.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, we used to, when we did play, was it me or you that would lose? And probably me.
Yeah, it was,
It was the classic playing PlayStation. And I actually, no, it was you.
Doesn't seem like something I would do.
Whenever you're losing, you'd press the reset button.
Yeah, but, which would be never because
I remember that. But we actually had a lot of fun playing Duke Nukem, Time to Kill.
Yeah, good game.
Tony Hawk, Pro Skateboarder.
Did you turn on Infinite Grind? You could just grind all day.
Yeah, we had the cheat. Cheatcodes.com. We had what other thing? What about if we go back really early? The computer stuff in the early days was fun.
Yeah,
Mother Goose.
Oh yeah,
Wolfenstein 3D.
Do you remember playing a game called Torrens Passage?
No,
I think I played that by myself.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah, but there was also we had this. Do you remember the free internet? Sharon Key got us onto, so you'd pay for the phone connection, but then you used a special web browser and they just had ads on the actual browser. It was called
Netscape?
Free internet.
No, it wasn't.
Nah, it was like a special one. It actually had, look it up, 97. It was like free internet browser ads, 90s Australia.
Mm.
Anyway, that was interesting. Napster and all that sort of thing, we're right into all of it, like downloading all that sort
of
thing.
Were you as tech heavy as Josh was?
No. I mean, I used to know my way around it a little bit, but yeah, just nowhere near the same level. Like Josh was, on a different level.
But there was also shit that I didn't like. I was into Macs and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't really build
Who's
computers.
Who's Max? What's him? Who's he?
You know, Apple Macs, yeah.
Max. I only learned recently, Steve Jobs, Microsoft, did they gobble up Netscape? Like in that documentary recently, was that them that sort of
they did,
ruined Netscape and Netscape tries to sue them? Was that them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff in that early. I think they realized that the browser was going to be the thing, and if they could, you know, take control of the browser. One thing that I brought in that you're going.
So I was just going to say, maybe you could say a few nice things about your mum. Just because your mum's
great. Yeah, she's lovely.
No, she. And the thing is, how do you describe mum? She's very.
Mum's funny.
Yeah, she's hilarious. A bit in moments, completely rational and hilarious, and like the most sort of rational person or whatever. But then if something would happen, I guess she would blame it on having three boys.
I would too. She'd be like a solid excuse.
Gets that little bit of crazy or whatever about stuff and gets very annoyed.
Have you heard Josh's voice that he does?
I think my voice is exactly the same. Josh!
Sorry, Lynn.
Yeah.
Dinner's ready. Come on. There's nothing worse than cold pasta.
But it was always whatever it was.
Worse than cold eggs.
Nothing worse. Yeah.
There's actually nothing worse. I agree with you. Cold eggs are shit, especially if they're scrambled.
But they were always very good at like driving us and stuff. Like Jake.
Oh, we had a really privileged, good childhood.
Yeah.
From
a huge sacrifice. Having three kids.
Yeah. And we lived in like the suburbs that we're in the best suburb in the southeast.
Mm.
Like really nice houses and all that sort of thing. We had like Jake had room to be able to ride his bike and do all the BMX stuff. I made videos on that sort of shit. We were next to the national park.
What about your brother? Your other brother?
James.
He was just so heavily invested in basketball.
Was he really scouting it?
So he was at Dandenong Basketball Stadium like 4 days a week.
Yeah, with Blackburn as well. It was a Blackburn, you know, playing for them. So his life, like that's what I remember. His life was just sports, like basketball, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably the main two, I think. Footy, when he played footy.
And then so Jake and I managed Jake's band. So all the stuff where I was a real shit, that was sort of from, say, 1995 to 2008.
What did he do? Managing your band. What did he
do? So I started managing the band in like what?
Managing the band is like a.
I managed the website. It was a webmaster.
I never
called a venue.
Yeah, no. Didn't get a single gig. But like as far as like what would I do? Stuff like promo stuff. Like you know, you helped us sort out our stickers. Like. I mean, I designed a couple of the, you know, like the album cover or the EP cover.
What about the CDs that I got like from Singapore? Like
he, you know, organized all that sort of shit.
Pressed CDs of the actual
music. That was, how exciting was that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
From DHL.
I found a full box of those.
Really? It's probably like 200 of them.
Yeah.
I think.
Where?
Oh, just at my parents' house. It was a full box. Oh, wow, sweet.
I have literally poor parents having to keep our shit.
Can we give some out? At the F500 event.
Does anyone have a CD drive?
CD player.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the other. Yeah, I mean the thing is that we enjoy this. We have such vivid memories. It feels like so many things happened, like the Marimbula, like because Mum and Dad were going out one night and they'd met this couple. They were a nurse and a police officer, and they were like, well, we can look after your kids while you go out. And then that was when I hit, was it you or James?
James
at the golf club. The thing is,
bad? Was it bad?
They would always overreact.
You get a nurse there, you're all right.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, yeah, I mean, he's okay now.
And a cop. Was it a cop?
Yeah. And so mum's
Josh
like,
got
yeah,
arrested.
I've never been more embarrassed in my life type of deal.
Which is probably fair.
Yeah. It was football.
They literally left us for one night. Yeah.
So sport-wise, you played a bit of basketball.
Yeah, I played basketball.
You never got into footy.
No, I never played footy. I played tennis. Yeah. Tennis on my two. And I could, swim. Like I could. That was one thing I could always beat because James is obviously like really competitive with sports. He's better than me at basketball. He's better than me at tennis. But I could always beat him in swimming and I knew it killed him. Like I could see it because we had the pool at our house and, you know, we'd race. And I knew every time I beat him, it just killed him a little bit. And so I'm like, hold on to that, James.
Brothers are brutal. Siblings are brutal. Yeah. Jeez.
What do you relate to with this stuff? Do you like?
Oh, I mean, we were the 4 year gap between me and Mikey.
4 year gap, yeah.
We were close because the gap was 8 years between me and my eldest brother. Mm-hmm. We became closer as we got older mm-hmm. because when I'm bloody 12, he's
20.
Yeah, he's an adult.
He's a human.
He's an adult that wants to go out and do shit, and I'm just a little kid in grade six. So I get that, but yeah, a bit different.
But Jake was very good at the writing songs. So Feed Your Monkey was the band that I was had a very small part in managing their website. But yeah, they went to the Basin, the Basin in the Dandenong, the suburb.
It's like near Boronia.
Big super club.
A what club?
One of those big outer suburbs pub clubs. Is that what you're talking about, the Basin,
like Basin's a place? Like a suburb.
A suburb, yeah. Okay.
And so that's where they recorded their EP.
Basin Studios we used to go to. Mm-hmm. We recorded a couple of EPs, like two EPs mm-hmm. and an album. Mm-hmm.
Mr. 97s, can you look up middle brother syndrome and then look up younger brother syndrome? Because Josh and I are both younger brothers. Mm-hmm. So we can find out, because the middle brother thing has always been like, the middle brother, you know?
Yeah. And so, the middle brother thing is always, because Jake, you always felt, because I had VCR. So the final 2 years of my school, I would go to the Victorian College of the Arts and like film and TV and do that. Mm. James did the basketball stuff and you were doing music. But I think that you felt growing up, you're like, people don't spend enough time taking me to gigs.
No, like his mum and dad, they always like supported when I started mm-hmm. playing gigs, like, you know, Rubies. We'd be playing gigs wherever we were. My parents mm-hmm. would come. Like, mm-hmm. we'd go to the ESPY. Like, remember what the ESPY used to be like before it was done up?
Shit up.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you'd go there
they used to play there a lot.
Yeah.
Was that the band name, Shit Up?
No, like, we'd go there on, like, a Saturday night where, like, that place gets pretty crazy on a Saturday night. Like, Lynn and Richard just come along. They bring a few of their friends and...
Mate, you support your kids. Mm-hmm. Lynn and Richard are going to be at the 500th gig.
Yeah.
Just like, this is like our mm-hmm. shows Josh used to put on in the lounge room.
Yeah.
Did you find anything, Mr. 97s?
Middle kid or middle child syndrome.
Yeah.
They're often ignored and often grow resentful of all the parental attention given to the eldest and the baby of the family, and often feel short shifted. Middle children have to try a little harder to be heard or get noticed.
That's relatable.
Is that it for the middle brother?
That's middle brother. You're
the middle.
Yeah, I'm middle.
Do you feel that too?
You get it.
This is good. Two and two.
Mace gets it.
I can.
No, I actually don't. I actually don't feel that.
Whoa.
What do you feel? Do you feel anything? He's so numb.
Feels love. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I feel like mum and dad have put...
Do you think...
Actually, you know, eldest, like Sam, I think he not copped it, but he's like school... Because he's the first one to go through everything, right? You have to like... Mum and dad are super, super strict in terms of like school. Like do your homework, do all of this. Whereas like with me, it was more laid back. And with Jamesy, it's like even more laid back. So
you've given up, mate.
But you got 97 enter score. So clearly the laid back thing... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I think our schools are very interesting that we went to.
Yeah.
Younger brother?
Still finding it.
I think so, time. I mean, there's not really a syndrome for young.
Well, there's definitely traits.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely sort of widely considered that I guess the younger child gets more, you know, because it's like quite often the parents are like more developed and they have the provisions to give more and do more.
Well, my eldest brother, when he was young, had a party and mum made carob cake.
Yeah, it's
shit. Which is the chocolate that dogs get, carob. It's literally, you can buy it from a pet store, carob chocolate for dogs. By the time I have my parties, it was an ice cream cake every year.
There you go.
Just a big football shape, a race car shape.
And I get a cake that's been... Sort of
it was a footy cake. It was a football cake. One thing that Jake's very good at, I think, is spelling and also trivia, like extremely good.
I don't mind a bit of trivia. Yeah.
Can you just put, unless you found the younger brother.
I reckon do some
trivia.
Oh, damn.
Trivia and spelling, no joke. Just reel off a bunch of trivia stuff.
There'll be a trivia site. top trivia questions.
Pub trivia. I have a few beers. I'll be fine.
You reckon the beers get you?
Beers, boys?
Yeah. No, we don't actually. Actually, we're going to have. We've got whiskey.
Who's our beer sponsor?
Moondog.
Moondog.
Moondog. Donating some beverages for our 500th party. It's
good
awesome.
Job, Moondog.
So you can have two frothies.
Two frothies.
And more than froths.
No more than two. Yeah. No, but not everyone drinks. There'll be some bubblies too. Mm. We should get some kombucha for the non-drinkers.
Oh, yeah. Or LaCroix. We talked about that. Oh, too expensive per can, maybe.
Something mum keeps saying is she keeps saying how bad kombucha is for your teeth. That's something about mum being in the dental game.
But she gave us
everything. Everything's bad for your teeth. No, you can't have that. It's bad for your teeth.
Yeah.
Like Fruit Loops. We'll never allow Fruit Loops. We'll never allow
Were you allowed roll-ups?
No. That's what I was about to say. Fucking loved roll-ups. Yeah.
I used to trade like, you know, beautiful hand, like, you know, homemade
ciabatta
lunches for like with my friend Nasser at school for like a roll-up and a Big M.
Anything for a sugar hit. Yeah. Jeez. All right.
Just very quickly on the on that thing, from a food point of view, how would you describe our relationship with food growing up?
Oh.
Because mum and dad love us. They don't say it. They're not really ones to say, I love you. But they do. They provide their love based on, in the early days, it was a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, loved a hot dog. It's every Saturday we used to have a hot dog after basketball. Mm-hmm. Mum would just get the hot dogs on.
What about the canteen? Guys. The canteen kids?
Yeah. We always went to the canteen.
But hang on a minute. Is this, are you?
I'm saying that we're lucky. We were lucky.
That was
in
their
a
love
weird,
language.
Yeah, their love saying? Language was
feeding
canteen.
You guys.
Yeah.
And cash.
I just
go on, run.
Speaking of relationship with food, I just remember how much mayonnaise you used to consume.
Yeah. Really? That was it. Are you in mayonnaise guy now?
Not as much, but yeah.
We'd go through like jars a week, multiple jars a week.
What did you put it on?
Roast.
Yeah,
like he'd just have his roast beef and he'd put like mayonnaise, like a heaped section of mayonnaise.
My dad's a fiend. Yeah. Like,
and then, if there was no mayo, I'd use like Caesar dressing.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad idea.
What other traits?
Dude.
It is good. I like nostalgia. Mayonnaise. I know that
I love a bit of nostalgia as well, but your memory as far as nostalgia is off its head.
Yeah, he remembers nothing from now, but everything from years ago.
Yeah. Do some trivia and then I'll pull a piece of an old story. I'll have a thing.
Can we at least do it as a trivia game?
Okay. Yeah.
Call it a game.
Between three of us. Okay, great.
Okay. And you have to use your name as your buzzer.
Yeah, okay.
Should we test the buzzers? That's what they do on radio.
Tommy.
Jake.
Josh. It's about the speed in which
they're okay, they're the buzzers. Okay.
Yeah.
Which nail grows fastest?
Josh. The big nail.
Middle finger.
Oh, and he's just flipped the bird.
Is that a joke?
So did you get that right or wrong? Middle finger?
No, he said the big finger, so he meant the thumb.
The biggest finger is the middle.
Yeah, but it... Well, it
nah.
I was not with you, old toe thumb. Old clubby boy.
I'm in the club.
Oh, hang on. Have you got a toe thumb?
No, I have normal thumbs.
But Dad does.
Yeah, Dad's got it.
Did you used to look at his thumb and think...
I used to think...
what did you think?
No, I was just like, that's an ugly ass thumb. Did you ever make
Josh and your dad have a thumb wrestle?
No. There would have been no survivors that day. It's a big old thumb. Damn. It's like, you know, in the boxing, like the super heavyweights. That's
with the thumbs. All right, next one.
Who was the most recent Australian to win the men's singles title at Wimbledon?
Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Oh, Jake.
Singles.
It wasn't Rafter, was it?
Oh. Well, actually, I can't say no to that. Is anyone going to buzz?
He said no. Tommy. Australian singles.
Men's.
Philippoussis.
Leighton Hewitt.
I'm going old school. Fuck, we went too old school, didn't we?
No, I think they're probably about the same time.
Next one.
What Australian company is the largest surfwear manufacturer?
Josh.
Tommy.
Jake.
Josh.
Billabong.
No, Rip Curl.
We got to do the name.
Quicksilver.
Fuck off.
Actually. Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah, okay.
They're Australian.
How many countries are larger than Australia?
Jake. Now that I think about it. Zero.
Nope.
Tommy. Two?
Russia and Europe? Five. Five? Bigger than Australia?
Russia, Canada, China, USA and Brazil.
Canada bigger than Australia? Oh, all the... Yeah, no, that's fair. We'll pay that. So for someone who's good at trivia...
No, this is fine. This is all good. We'll do spelling next because that's a little bit easier.
No, it's not easier.
Right,
next. It's a disaster.
Go.
I know. Who designed the Sydney Opera House?
Oh, I watched something about that.
Paul Hogan.
Wasn't Paul Hogan. Jake, it was Crocodile Dundee.
No, it was way too hard.
Yeah.
What was Sir Donald Bradman's batting average?
Josh,
Jake.
99.94?
Yeah, he's got it.
Boom.
9.4?
He's got it.
9.4.
That's solid. That's a classic trivia, isn't it? Yeah. He doesn't
And he was no, I didn't watch cricket, but he, from memory, he had over 100 in every single game that he played in, bar his last one or something along that nature.
Yeah. Next one.
Imagine going out for a duck in your last ever game.
Well, I think he did. I think that was the thing.
I don't understand what that means. We'll do five more because this is actually really
five
fun.
Five more. All right. Okay. When did the First World War start?
Jake, 1914.
Yeah, he's got it. I think I was going to say 16.
1914. I think that was the year. 14 year to 18.
And then World War II was 39 to 45. Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not 97. Happy with this.
There
one.
You go.
What color is a panda?
Tommy.
Josh.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Not one.
What?
What?
panda.
What are you talking about, bro?
What color?
Yeah.
Black and white are shades, fuckwits. Thought it was a trick question.
I mean, you've beaten the answer because the answer was black and white, but
yeah, the shades, you idiot.
Do you remember when you were in art in year 7 and you found out that black and white wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking throw everything. It's like, oh, what about that t-shirt? It's a nice color. Mum, you fucking idiot.
It's a shade.
Can we agree that was right?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. I'll do four more.
Surely double points for that. Four more. Which actor is best known for his role as Patrick Jane in the hit series The Mentalist? Aussie actor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I used to see him in
Josh. I know his name. Josh, the ANZ guy.
Correct.
You need a name, bro.
Blonde hair.
Blondie.
You need a name.
Can you give us the first letter?
Can you give us
of the
Tommy. Simon Baker.
He's got it.
Boom.
There
it is.
Yeah.
When I lived in Bondi, I'd see him fucking wandering around everywhere.
Three more.
We're running out of good ones.
Where are you getting these, by the way?
Just a variety of websites.
If this was an essay, that wouldn't pass as
mate, otherwise you're getting one like...
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to know.
Talk about it after.
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Jake, a clock.
He's got it.
What else you got? Come on.
Who discovered penicillin?
Oh, Jake. Was it Marie Curie?
Nope.
No.
That was radiation?
No.
Something?
She did mercury.
Mercury?
Potentially.
Who? Mr. Penicillin.
Penicillin.
No, I don't know.
Fleming. Who invented the telephone?
Jake, Alexander Graham Bell?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a good one. We'll do two bonus because I'm enjoying this.
Okay. What does the Roman numeral C represent?
Josh, 100.
Who got that?
I did. Did he get it right?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, it's 100.
Okay, I was going to say 50.
Okay.
Which is the only mammal that can't jump?
Jake, elephant.
Tommy.
Do three more.
I was going to say white men.
Isn't this
men?
Fun? This is so fun, isn't it? I fucking love this game.
How many dots are there on two dice?
Tommy. I've got... I'll just chuck it out there. 27.
No.
No.
I know, because I did one dice. There'd be a lot more. You're doing the actual maths.
Jake, 42.
He's got it.
Boom.
Nice one.
That's
nice
good.
One.
He's good at maths.
That was quick.
Was he better at English or maths?
I think I was better at maths, but I never really wanted to.
Did you actually get through 6 plus 5 plus and then you doubled it?
Yeah.
That was quick, man. That's nice.
Which planet is nearest to the sun?
Jake. Josh. Mercury. I got it.
At this point, I'm just yelling out my name with the idea Jake answered. I didn't actually. Yeah.
That reminds
keep going,
me of
keep going.
Which is the largest ocean?
Jake.
Josh. The Pacific.
You got it.
Nice. Yeah, nice. And the ocean,
good.
I know.
How many squares are there on a chessboard?
Josh, 40.
64.
Jay, oh, I was going to say 64.
What else you got?
Do two more.
And when he says do two more, just do two just more after going. That.
Yeah.
What's the Hungarian word for pepper?
Maybe being silly. How are we meant to know?
Nah, I don't know. I reckon
goulash.
Paprika.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. What year did Elvis Presley die?
Josh. Tommy. 1963.
No, later. 19. It was later, right?
It's later.
1973.
Seven.
Oh! I was never going to say seven.
Keep going.
What type of elephant has the biggest ears?
Jake. Indian.
African.
African.
I was going to say the grey. I was going to say the grey elephant.
I was going to say Dumbo.
Two more.
Actually, two more this time because we're going to wrap it up.
It is good fun though, isn't it? Can it we is, have a yeah. trivia segment?
Trivia is fun, yeah.
But I think there's something we legally...
Oh, this is a good one. What is the first letter on a typewriter?
Josh Q.
He's got it.
Yeah! It's QWERTY keyboard.
QWERTY.io. QWERTY, yeah. So many passwords. So many people have QWERTY.
Do you know why QWERTY keyboard exists?
Was it to prevent it from jamming up? Because a correct. Lot of the yeah common ones were next.
It was actually
other.
To slow. It was to slow typists down so they wouldn't jam.
Interesting.
Mm. What is the smallest type of tree in the world?
Josh, bonsai.
It's got it.
Great.
What colors make purple?
Josh, blue.
Jake, green. Blue and red.
He's got it.
Oh, Josh, blue and green. How are you getting purple from? Oh, blue
I
green?
Thought you said aqua. One more. This is fun.
Who is the main actor in Superman 2?
Clark Kent.
Superman 2.
Fuck, I can't remember. They just
does it have
remake
a year for
more.
Superman 2?
Like is this the original?
It's not really trivia. You're talking pop culture now.
Mates.
Give us the first.
C is his first name.
Yeah, Clark Kent.
No, it's
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah, and then he fell off. Oh, yeah. Poor guy. Is he still alive or has he passed away?
He passed away not long ago.
That was trivia.
Could be wrong.
What stopped in London at 3:45 on August 5th?
Big Ben. Jake,
I mean,
Big
what,
Ben.
What else is going to stop?
I was going to say you know a train.
Yeah, yeah.
He's having fun now too. Are you having fun, 97?
I mean, there's you have to go through because this one's just like, where does the American president live?
Josh.
Tell me.
White House.
Washington.
What was the answer?
It's the White House.
Washington, D.C. Not what's the, with Washington.
What's the hardest rock?
Josh.
Tommy.
Stone.
Stone?
You're kidding.
Stone.
Hard rock.
Hard rock.
The Hard Rock Hotel.
Diamond.
Vegas. Diamond.
Yeah. Come on, fellas.
What was Elton John's first US number one hit?
What About Me?
No. Yeah. Weird. My Song or something. No, what's that called? Is it My Song? Your
no,
Song?
You were closer with Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Rock.
Yeah.
I remember when rock was.
Yeah. Do you remember when I sung that?
No, but I remember that being a frequent on road trips when we'd go drive places with mum and dad.
Yeah, the school production when the school didn't have cash to buy a license for any script, like a proper show. They just made up their own. They just got like a variety show. Just did shit. One of them was me singing Crocodile Rock.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
One more? We'll do one more.
Who invented the electric light bulb?
Tommy.
Tesla.
Tommy.
Tesla.
No.
Edison.
It was Edison.
Edison, yeah.
Tesla's the electricity?
Nikola Tesla.
Was the Tesla coil, which was...
It is good to know trivia. Why don't you do... Can we just get you to spell three different words?
Spelling? All right, I'm going to try.
All right, hang on.
These hard? Can you just spell?
I'm just finding some difficult words to spell.
Can you just do definitely? Man. I always fuck that up.
You spell defiantly, don't you?
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yes.
Plagiarism.
P-L-A-G. Oh. I need to
write it down.
You're not allowed to use your phone, mate.
He's like fucking Rain Man.
He's left-handed.
P-L-A-G.
That's part of his chip.
He's wiring.
A? No, I meant chip on his
shoulder. I-A-R.
He's fucked it.
Yeah, he's, fucked. When he was in Sovereign Hill, he got in a lot of trouble for the left hand.
I did. And I thought it was ridiculous.
What? Hang on. They thought because you were left-handed?
No, because like the whole thing with Sovereign Hill is they want to try to give you like the old-timey experience and they thought if you wrote with your left hand, you were the devil or something to that degree. And so they're like, no, you got to write with your right hand. And I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm on school camp. Like, I'm going back to Mosgiel Park in 3 days. Like, I'm not going to have to put up with that shit there.
You took it personally, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I cried.
Yeah.
Probably cried.
And they were just in character. They were rattled. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this guy would have been loving it.
I took it a bit overboard, didn't I?
I think it was the guy that was that. I hit his car the other day. One more word to spell and then we'll go.
Give me a sec.
I've got one. Squeegee.
Oh, squeegee's easy. Squeegee's too easy.
I use that squeegee. I just want to not for the same purposes as him.
No,
obviously.
But when you were living but together.
Hearing episode 14, it was like, I use that squeegee regularly for its intended purpose. For its intended purpose. You sex pest. I'm not about kink shaming, but I'm using it.
You're
I like a clean
too.
Screen.
You're a sex pest, too.
Not in that.
All right, one more.
Onomatopoeia.
No, not even going to try.
That's a good one.
Do one more. Go on.
Oh, he's done one more.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for coming on, Jake.
Appreciate it. Jake. That was fun. I hope it wasn't. Was it? I mean, I enjoy the negative stuff going into that. Do we go too negative?
No, I don't. Well, the whole thing is like, I mean, I think it's important.
You're a fuckwit.
you are a fuckwit. No. Absolutely. No, I mean, we had a great childhood together. I have great memories, but obviously, like, you look back in hindsight and you look at the shit stuff happening, you're like, that was funny, or like in hindsight, you were a real dick for that. You know, that's funny.
I mean, you either do that or you move to America like your brother did.
Yeah, exactly. He needs to. It's a coping mechanism. The psychologist recommended it.
Coming full circle, those fungi t-shirts are legit.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really?
You buy them from New Balance.
Yeah. What are they charging?
$39 Canadian.
Oh, we need an LA fact. And while you find the LA fact, I've got something for the office.
Yes.
So I got this at the start of the year and it hasn't been utilized and we only have 3 months to use it.
Is it a cleaner or a something? What is it?
It's subscription? It's my lunar calendar.
Oh, the nice. Moon? Fuck, the at moons. The moment. Can you tell me what happened?
So let's have a look. So
there we go. I reckon we're about 3 days out from the full moon.
So it's Sunday. What was it? October. So it's the what are we now? We're the
19th.
17th. No, so it's 19th. The 19th because it comes out Sunday.
Oh, we're at half.
So it's the 17th.
So it's past, mate.
Yep. 17th is when we're recording this. It's full moon.
Full moon today. Shit, yeah.
That's exciting. But anyway, this glows in the dark.
No wonder you were hitting cars.
This glows in the dark. Could we actually? To see the show out, can we get all the lights off?
Yeah,
can you
turn that off?
All the studio lights.
I can flick it off. Yeah, yeah. We just flick off the power to everything.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, hang on. All right.
No,
it's all right, man. I know which light to turn off.
Okay, great.
You worried about the router or something?
No, I was just worried about your headphones.
We'll just say, it's all good. We're not turning that off, though. Yeah, say goodbyes. TheDailyTalkShow.com.
Do you want me to do that fact before we do that?
But no, it's the end. We finish with that.
Okay, great. So there, LA has a 22-foot statue of a boy with a chicken's head. Chicken Boy was first perched atop a fried chicken restaurant in downtown LA. The Chicken Boy statue is sometimes known as the Statue of Liberty of Los Angeles.
I love that fact. And before we go, great Jake, fact. You're doing a song. You've been doing a song every month.
Song a month, yeah.
As in writing a new one, creating
yeah,
a new
yeah, because I...
stopped posting them.
Yeah.
Can for the next... For November and December, can you release them? And if people go to Classic Jansen on Instagram, they can see your journey.
Yeah,
can you
for
do
sure.
Insta stories?
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it empty promises like your brother?
No, no. I'll tell you, I started because I hadn't written a song for when I was younger, I wrote heaps. I probably wrote about 30 songs between the ages of 18 and 23. Mm. I didn't write anything from 23 to 30. And then the start of this year, I thought I'm going to get back into it. I decided I'm going to commit to a song a month. The first 5 months straight, like I, you know, nailed it. And now we're in month 10 and I've got 8 unfinished songs and like, I'm chasing my tail now, but like I'm really committed to actually getting it finished.
Can you play a song quickly? Can we get one of your songs? Or
can we just fucking have focus about what we're doing? Where are you doing that? I actually thought You have been on the podcast. You guys did a live show. I'm going to turn this off.
Oh, turn it off.
And Jake will be coming back on.
But also, I'll do a video after the fact that we can do as a bonus on our Instagram of a song.
Amazing. Okay, here we go. Right, I'm going to turn the light off. I'm going to see if this works.
All
right. Here we go. Hey, guys.
Bye. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show.
Thank you.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Leave your Apple Podcast reviews at Apple Podcast 5 stars, please. Thank you.
It didn't work.
There's definitely something a little bit
darkness.
I see nothing. Oh wow! Oof. Can you see it?
I can see it in real life.
You can see it in real life. The camera. Maybe. I mean, TJ, can you bring it close to the camera and see?
The mixer looks great.
That's good. Bring it close. Nothing. Okay. All right. Catch you guys.